Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Welcome to our Thursday edition of the show. So much to talk about, so many liberal lunatics to expose. I don't even know where to begin. Well, I guess I do. I was just here in the studios with the team. Producer Nate is over here on the other side of the studio, and we're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, something I don't like to normally do, but I couldn't help but see her up on Fox News. There was this breaking alert that she is now on record stating that the Electoral College is, in fact, a scam. I don't know where they come from. I don't know if they were created as a lab experiment. I don't know if the CIA and the FBI many years ago created these people. I mean, are you a fan of Stranger Things? I watch Stranger Things. It's on its third season. It's on Netflix. And the government was doing these testings on these kids. And one of the kids on Stranger Things, I think her name is Seven, if I'm not mistaken. 11. Okay, I was thinking of the Seinfeld episode 7. I don't know why that was in my mind as well, Producer Nate. Her name was 11. To make a long story short, is this where AOC came from? Is she an 11 in our modern day society? Are these leftists a, you know, something from a lab experiment? Because they say some very odd things, very ridiculous things. And the truth of it, and what concerns me a great deal, yeah, she came from the upside down world. There you go. I mean, it's true. What concerns me, though, Producer Nate, what concerns me is that these leftists that say the things that they say, they really believe it. And right now they're on this. Has Trump done anything good for America? Of course, the left is pushing this false narrative that President Trump has done absolutely nothing good for America, nothing whatsoever, not one thing. If you can ask them, is there just one thing on God's green earth that this man has done accurately or correct? And they just can't find anything. In fact, we have a clip courtesy of Liberty Hangout. They do a pretty good job going on the man on the street. And I want you to hear for yourself, because Liberty Hangout is asking this very same thing to many people at an anti-Trump rally. If, in fact, the president has done anything good for America. Stephen, if we can run clip number one.
Can you name anything good he has done?
He probably took a pretty big dump one time that was probably really satisfying. And it rhymes with his name.
You have a favorite up there on the debate stage?
Anyone but Trump.
Anyone but Trump. Even if they're like a devout communist and you'd vote for them over Trump?
I'd consider it. Oh, yeah, I'd probably, yes.
So I have to ask you, can you name anything good Trump has done?
Not a single thing.
I can't say the economy because it's about to tank. I can't think of anything, to be honest with you.
Is there anything that Trump has done that's good?
Ask me one good thing about Trump. Ask it that way.
Is there one good thing about Trump?
He's not a twin.
That's funny.
I came up
that's
with that
funny.
Myself.
Wow, did you?
I came up with this myself, too.
Okay, tell me about it.
He hates immigrants, but he marries them.
What is something good Trump has done so far?
He's given ferrets a good place to live on top of his head.
What about protecting unborn babies? Do you think that's good?
What does that have to do with the hatred this man has brought to this country? What about the babies that he put into cage?
Okay. Abort Trump. Would, if he dropped dead, would I celebrate? Hell yeah, I would. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And wearing a pink vagina hat as she says it. These people are deranged. I mean, friends, are you going to tell me that these people are not deranged? The things they say, like the one gentleman saying, well, he probably took a pretty good dump once in his life. I mean, this is what, these are the people that the Democratic Party plays to. These are the people that somehow have unlimited financial resources to always be protesting. I mean, my God, they're wearing Louis Vuitton purses. They're wearing Rolex watches. They're drinking Starbucks coffee at $5 a shot, and they don't go to work. Who the hell is paying them to go out and continue to protest after 3 years of this guy being in office? Let me tell you something, you snowflake buttercups. Go get a damn job. I mean, absolutely insane. Insane. And then you ask this woman with the pink vagina hat, like she represents. I mean, it's so, it gives me a headache. I mean, literally, where's the CBD oil? I mean, it gives me a headache. They don't care if he would drop dead. She'd celebrate. This isn't sick behavior. This isn't divisive rhetoric. But my friends, in the morning drive, prime time, along with their sidekick, Mr. Intern, try to tell me that it's Trump that has all the rhetoric. It is Trump that is divisive in this country. It is Trump that has changed the core of America. It is Trump who is violent. It's his followers that are just as violent and deranged and grotesque as him. Have you heard any Trump supporters spew this vile ridiculousness like you just heard these bozos? Of course not. So let me help correct the leftists out there because they need correction. They need help. They need my IQ. So let me help them. They say Trump hasn't done one thing, not even one thing. Let me help them with just a few things that this president has done right for America that has been good for America. One is unemployment is down historically amongst blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and even women. And the 500 pounder with the vagina hat that basically said Trump should be aborted and he should just drop dead and she'd celebrate. This should make her happy that even among women, unemployment is down. He took away the mandate for Obamacare, the penalty. We have a booming stock market, 4 million new jobs added since he's been elected. And get this, 3.9 million people are off food stamps. He just signed this student loan forgiveness for disabled vets, meaning that if you're disabled, you're a vet, your student loans are forgiven. Obama didn't do that. Bush didn't do that. Mr. Weapons of Mass Destruction didn't do that. H.W., Mr. New World Order, didn't do that. Ronald Reagan didn't even do that. And let's not forget the blue dress Bubba. You know, Hillary and I, he didn't do it either. New military funding, giving equipment to military that desperately needed it. He withdrew us out of that horrible Iran deal. You know, Obama sold us down the river with that, allowed Iran to now have a nuclear weapon. He took us out of this disastrous Paris Climate Accord. He nominated and secured two great Supreme Court justices. He has eliminated countless regulations for business. The criminal justice reform that he just signed, that Kim Kardashian helped him, well, encouraged him to do so. Obama, the first black president, didn't even do that. Met with North Korea for denuclearization, is taking on China finally after they've screwed us over for so many years. Should I go on? Do I need to go on? So when I hear these lefty lunatics say that there's not even one thing, not just one thing that this president has done good for America, it makes me sit back
and look at them like the freak shows that they are. They're the women with the beard. They're the bearded lady at the circus. Then when I see these liberals, I'm reminded of the bearded lady at the circus. I'm opening up phone lines and you get to weigh in on the conversation. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396. Phone lines are open. If you're outside of Las Vegas, you can reach us at 1-877-49-STEVE. Here's my question. Do you agree with that lunatic rhetoric that the president hasn't done anything good for America? You heard me ramble off a few things. What have I forgotten, friends? What have you seen with your own eyes in terms of this president doing something good for America? I'd like to hear from you because this is the only talk show in all of Las Vegas that allows the left, the right, the center, the Christian, the atheist, the Muslim, everybody has a chance to have their voice heard here. Again, 702-257-5396, 702-257-5396. If you're outside of Las Vegas, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. Has Trump done anything good for America? The left is saying, hell no, he must go. I'm asking you, has he? Have you seen it? Have you witnessed it? What are you proud of? What do you think is the best thing that this president has done or is in the process of doing? Because I'll tell you this, I just spewed off about 10 things, and there's actually 289 of them since he's been elected. 289 positive things for America. He's done more in his first 3 years than even Ronald Reagan did. He's the chosen one. Isn't that what he said? Oh, we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. I got so much to say. So much to say. So much to expose. So many people to expose. That's what I'm in the business of doing. Yeah, and I do it unapologetically with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more on this topic and, of course, take your calls. Don't go away. It takes only one major disaster to remind us of how fragile life is and systems are. Life can change in a moment and does so too many times without warning. When emergencies strike, are you prepared for days without electricity and stores being damaged or closed? If not, today's a good day as we head into National Preparedness Month to make a plan for disasters. I've done this starting with building a food storage plan. This is why the Sanchez household prepares with My Patriot Supply. They've revolutionized preparedness with an industry-leading line of emergency food, gear, and water filtration products that you will need at some point. This week, save $100 on a four-week emergency food when you go to my special website, preparewithsanchez.com. These four-week food kits include breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, and last up to 25 years in storage. Ship free, discreetly to your door. Don't ignore the writing on the wall. Give yourself peace of mind and save $100. Today's the day to prepare, and go to preparewithsanchez.com to do so. preparewithsanchez.com.
Peace and stability in the markets is what Wall Street wants to make you believe is happening, but our national debt continues to grow, interest rates stay low, and the stock market continues its volatility, and that means inconsistency and a lack of safety for all you've saved for your financial future. Hi, friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and what if I told you didn't have to be under the hands of Wall Street and the big banking cabal? How about if I told you that the IRS allows you to save your money through a virtually unknown tax code in which you can accumulate your wealth on a taxed advantage basis and enjoy a tax-free retirement? My friends at Geiler Financial have all the answers on how you can take advantage of this little unknown IRS code. Join the likes of famous people like Walt Disney, JCPenney, and even Senator John McCain who use this to accumulate wealth. You can do the same. Call right now for the free special white paper report, 877-983-SAFE. That's 1-877-983-SAFE. 1-877-983-SAFE. My friends at Geiler Financial can help you take advantage of your financial future. Once again, that number is 877-983-SAFE.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you tonight on this Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be here. Busy night ahead. Busy calls. Stay put. We're going to be jumping to you right here in a moment. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation right here in the studios. If you're outside of Vegas, and many of you are because you're fans from the Sunday Night Syndicated show, you listen to me all over the country, even in Canada, even in Australia, even in Spain, even in Israel. Take that, you lefties. You can reach me toll-free at 1-877-49-STEVE. We've been talking about, has President Trump done anything good for America? The left says no. The left says, hell no, he must go. And in fact, the 500-pound life woman with the pink vagina hat that you heard on the clip that said that she would celebrate if Trump dropped dead, and she wished he was aborted, is also saying no. I just spewed out about 10 undeniable facts in terms of what the president has done good for America. There are so many more, in fact, 289 of them by my count. And I'd like to know from you, what has he done? What have you seen? What are you proud of? What are you celebrating at this point? Because America has made its resurgence back onto the scene of economic stability, of military might, and proud to wave the red, white, and blue. Let's jump to our busy calls. Up first tonight is Gary. You're on with Steve Sanchez.
Hello, Steve. I don't hear nothing about what the loony liberals really have in mind after they take... If they ever get in power, Steve, and they take over the government, I mean, despite the Supreme Court, they will leave us with pea shooters and slingshots. They will take your show off the air, and then they will come after their own and say, you can only have so many babies if you can't afford those babies. That will just be the beginning. And these idiots don't know it, so stop holding back. Give it to them with a double barrel. Because that's what's coming, and we're going to have a civil war the way we're going. And you're right. I don't know where these people are coming from. It's blind stupidity, blind evil. But we're in a lot of trouble. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Gary. Thanks for weighing in on the program. Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to get worse. I mean, it's obviously going to get worse. Just imagine what's going to happen when this president does get reelected. Think about that one. Think about that one. All right, back to our busy calls. Up next is Garrett. You're on with Steve Sanchez.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just kind of off topic, I suppose, but, you know, with the whole gun violence thing, I think that there needs to be major school reform, you know. These kids should have to box and have to wrestle or do something physical with their bodies and relate to people in, like, a healthy way to get their energy out as young men and not just live in their heads all day, play video games, have Hollywood dramatize these shootings, you know, on movies and television and all that.
Yeah, remember, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 50, And I remember back in the day, I think Nixon was the one that initiated it. But we used to have this thing every year where, you know, you would have to do, and I can't remember, I think it was called the Presidential Athletic something. I just can't remember what it is. If someone out there in the audience remembers what that is, let me know. But we used to have to basically, you know, jump rope. We used to have to do so many pull-ups. We'd have to run so many laps around the track. We would have to do so much to show our stamina and you know, our health. And they really treated boys like boys. And girls like girls, and today that's just not out there anymore. It's crazy. And I think he's already bounced off the radio. But I do appreciate your call. Thank you. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Unless one of you guys are trigger happy in the studios tonight. I think I have producer Nate and Steven trying to be characters of Tombstone. All right. 702-257-5396. Let's jump back to the busy calls. Ron, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Steve?
Good, thank you.
Great American.
Well, you are too. Thank you.
Listen, I think Trump is doing great. He's kept all the promises that he could, you know, physically and mentally, you know, take care of. That, you know, he really loves our country. We need a person like that. There is one thing I wanted to ask you about that I'm a little concerned is I did hear him say that on the gun control crap. So if I heard him right, he would want to have the guns taken away from people before the due process. And that kind of scares me because
you mean the red flag laws?
Yeah. There's a lot of liberal judges, and you know you'll get these liberals pop up, and they'll just point a finger like at their ex-husband or at their ex-boyfriends and say he pointed a gun at me. Bam! They're in their house. They take away their Second Amendment. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that because that's scary. I've had my CCW for over 24 years since I've been in this state, and there's a reason why I moved from loser California.
That's a great question, Ron. And I do appreciate the call. Thank you. I will tell you this is with the president and the red flag laws, he, right after the shootings of El Paso and Dayton, really was in favor. And I shouldn't really say in favor, but he was willing to explore them based on what he told the press. Now, some people are saying, well, the NRA got to him and now he's totally, you know, backed off, shifting away. He's doubling down, saying, no, we don't need it. And I'll tell you this. I don't think he ever really believed that we did, because his comments a couple of years ago, even in 2015, he made some pretty strong statements saying, we have enough gun laws. We just need to tighten up the laws that we have and make sure we take advantage of mental illness and, you know, make sure that's all in order. So what I can tell you is you have nothing to worry about, Ron, because right now the president has backed away and said, look, let's just look at the existing laws on the books. Let's tighten those up. Let's start looking at mental illness. Let's start looking at other things. Of course, the Democrats are going to keep pushing their narrative, which is a false one, and only time will tell. We'll talk about guns a lot more in the second hour, but I do appreciate your call. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. This half hour being brought to you by our friends over at Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellations experts. Friends, you know, if you own a timeshare, it's probably something you just no longer want. Why? The mortgage debt, the maintenance fees are unbearable. Some older people are literally having to decide, do I pay my maintenance fees because I keep getting harassed and threatened to go into collections and have my credit ruined, or do I buy my prescription? It doesn't have to be that way. Wesley Financial Group, the leading experts out there, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Yeah, guaranteed means get out. No more financial strain, no more financial nightmare. So if you've been lied to, misled, abused to buy one of these horrible nightmares, that doesn't have to be the end of your story. Wesley Financial has allowed me to give you what is called a free information package that's going to give you the step-by-step process to make a decision to get out of one of these financial nightmares. You need to call my special hotline to get that free information package, 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or you can simply visit stevesanchez.info. Let's take a break, come back, take more calls. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you tonight on this Thursday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you get your place in line right here in the Las Vegas studios. If you're outside of the city, 1-877-49. Steve, we've been talking about, has President Trump done anything good for America? Of course, the left is so easily triggered. They're upset. I've given you and showed you a clip of Liberty Hangout going out there doing and asking, and you hear the ridiculousness that comes out of these people's mouths. I don't even know if these people even got past the sixth grade. I'm just going to be straight with you. It's just incredible to me. But now they're even triggered more. And now they're talking again about the 25th Amendment. We need to invoke the 25th Amendment now. President Trump has lost his mind. He's calling himself the chosen one. He's calling himself the second coming. I'm sure you've heard some of this, because if you haven't, then the mainstream media and my colleagues out in talk radio aren't doing a good enough job to expose that and then give you the real truth behind it, not the fake news, not the false narrative. Why are people flipping out? Did President Trump really call himself the chosen one? I've got a clip I want you to hear. We're going to discuss and break it down, Stephen, if we can run clip number two.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody, excuse me, somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one.
Now, you heard that. And of course, you may be saying, oh my God, he's the chosen one. He said it. Oh my God, I knew it. He's the Antichrist. Oh, he's the Antichrist. He just proclaimed himself to be God. Well, if you watch the video, which is going to be up on our Facebook page a little later tonight, you will see that the president is doing this tongue and cheek. He looks up to the sky, kind of has a smirk, because he's talking about taking on China. And the reason he did this very thing, and the reason he did this tongue in cheek, is because there's a colleague of mine out in Las Vegas that likes to believe he's number one in the city. And well, he said that Trump is the king of Israel, and that the Jews, well, love him as much as the second coming of God. And then the president retweeted that. You haven't heard that? Well, that's the reality. That's exactly what has been said out there. But even Snopes has said, the president really didn't say that. President's not calling himself the second coming. The president's not calling himself the king of Israel. It was all tongue in cheek. And I believe that Mr. Root, who tweeted this out to the president, didn't mean what he said. He should have been careful on what he said. He should have really kind of, well, thought about it, because it could be taken in the wrong way. But the truth of the matter is he didn't say anything that was so debilitating. And President Trump didn't basically say that he is the second coming. Again, even Snopes has said, no, that's not true. That is not right. Okay. But of course, the mainstream media and the leftist media are saying, yes, he did. He said he's the no. Here's what President Trump retweeted based upon what Mr. Root said. Okay. He said he's like the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. I would have chose different words. But what he was saying is that the Jews in Israel love him like he, you know, kind of relating to, well, you know, if the second coming happened and Jesus came back, they love Trump that much. Personally, I would have said something different because it just doesn't sound right. However, the president didn't say he was the second coming. The president didn't say that he is the king of Israel. He thanked Wayne. It was tongue in cheek. And that is the end of that. And when he did the interview with the reporters and talking about China, he basically did that as a joke because of all the hoopla that went on earlier about this whole king of Israel stuff. And, you know, he looked up at the sky and said, I am the chosen one, tongue in cheek. And, you know, the reporters love to, well, misquote and do anything that they can to try to make this president look horrible. And you know what's so funny is the Young Turks are right now flipping out. The Young Turks are saying, this is blasphemy. Jesus, there he's comparing himself to Jesus Christ. This is blasphemy, the Young Turks. But yet they won't denounce or condemn or disavow their own liberal commentator who said just yesterday that Americans deserved 9/11. Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see the hypocrisy with the left? Yeah, again, the Young Turks, which is like an InfoWars online, they got a lot of followers, and they do. I mean, just a lot of liberal nincompoops that, well, like to watch them. They're so angry by this, but they're not angry about their own liberal commentator because he said again, Americans deserved 9/11. Friends, thousands of people died on 9/11. But this is how sick the left is. And they're not upset with Louis Farrakhan. They're not upset. Do you remember that Louis Farrakhan called Obama the Messiah when he was running for the presidency? Do you remember that? He basically called Barack Obama the Messiah. Where in the hell was the Young Turks? Where in the hell was CNN, MSNBC, and all the lefties out there throwing Wayne Allyn Root under the bus, throwing the president under the bus? Where the hell were they when Louis Farrakhan, hater of Jews, said that Barack Obama was the Messiah? Not pretending, he said he was the Messiah. And not only did he say he was the Messiah, just a few months ago, he also said this very thing, and if we can run clip number 3.
See the real story. Come on now. Is what I tried to tell you from the beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That didn't happen back there. It's happening right while you're alive looking at it. I represent the Messiah. I represent the Jesus, and I am that Jesus.
This devil not only called Obama the Messiah back when Obama was running for the presidency, he just said in April, Louis Farrakhan, the anti-Jew man, the hater of Christians, the hater of whites, said that he's Jesus, that he's the Messiah. Louis Farrakhan calling himself Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Where's the left? Where's the Young Turks? Where's CNN? Hell, where's the Christian Post? Where's Charisma News? You're very quick to throw Wayne Allyn Root under the bus when he's taken out of context. You're real quick to take President Trump's joke, tongue-in-cheek, about the chosen one, but yet you say nothing about the Jew hater, Louis Farrakhan, who called Obama the actual Messiah and then just referred to himself as the Messiah and Jesus Christ. I'm opening up phone lines. Are you as angry as I am, or are you one of those Christians that sits in the corner with your tail between the legs waiting for the rapture? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. 702-257-5396. Friends, what are your thoughts on this? Does this not just finally set you over the top saying, this is ridiculous. I cannot believe this. Why isn't anybody else talking about this, Steve Sanchez? Because nobody has the guts to talk about this. No one can silence me. No one will silence me. I will say the truth. I will expose the truth. And now you get to have your voice heard here. Back to our busy calls. Larry, you're next. You're on with Steve Sanchez.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Nice to talk to you. One other thing that you forgot to say is that the disabled veterans, you signed that bill to relieve them of their student loan debt. That's a huge one.
Oh, absolutely. But I did say that. That's the disabled vets bill. But, you know, Larry, I appreciate you being clear on that because that's a big deal.
You got that right. And that Farrakhan is a bum. I'm a black man. He's done nothing for the blacks. Nothing. And you can put that on record. Nothing he's done for black people. Along with Obama, every time his 8 years in office, Chicago was one of the worst cities in the country. What did he do for them?
Yeah, nothing. I agree. That's what gets me so mad, Larry. What gets me so angry, and I'm a Hispanic, what gets me so angry is the black community and the Hispanic community are so used like pawns every election cycle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It
oh,
just
yeah.
gets oh, yeah. me sick.
Oh, yeah. And they keep getting reelected.
I know.
What's wrong
I know.
With that?
I don't get it.
The same
I just
way
don't get
with
it.
That Cummings in Baltimore.
I'm sorry, one more time?
The same way with Liza Cummings in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
he exposed his butt.
I know.
I guarantee you, King is rolling over in his grave about that bastard.
I know.
He's done nothing. I mean, absolutely. And then, what about the school children that's graduating that can't even read a book in Baltimore? Nobody talks about that.
No, and you know what? A lot of Baltimore residents came out, and we have some interviews from a lot of the Baltimore residents, and they're saying, you know what? We never see Elijah. We never see him. I mean, he never comes out. He's never doing anything for the community. He's not. And, you know, and it's just, it's. I mean, it's like, when are we going to actually have that conversation? When are we going to have a conversation of all the kids dying every weekend in Chicago?
Exactly. Exactly. And then the education system there in Baltimore, I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah, I know.
Kids graduate, can't even read a book.
I know. It's insane. Man. It's insane. Larry, I got to bounce, man. I appreciate the call. I'm as passionate as you are about this whole thing. It just has got to stop, but it won't. And I'll tell you why. Because you have the same people in office for 30 years. They set the narrative. They will never vote in term limits. And this is what we're stuck with. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. 1-877-49, Steve's our toll-free number. Are you angry about what has happened? Are you angry with the president? Do you believe that the president really meant that he's the chosen one? Some people are saying, there it is. There's the Antichrist. I told you, Trump's the Antichrist. Are you really going to believe that? Are you really going to believe that when you hear Louis Farrakhan basically stating that he himself is Jesus, that he's the Messiah? Saying back in the day when Obama was running for president that Obama was the Messiah, but yet some tongue-in-cheek stuff is said and Wayne Root gets thrown under the bus, the president gets thrown under the bus unnecessarily, ridiculously, and no one wants to point out the obvious that these people said something more heinous, more blasphemous, but because they're on the left, they get away with it. We've been talking this first hour regarding the president of the United States. What has he done for America? Has he done something good? Is there anything? The left wearing their vagina hats on the streets protesting said he's done nothing good. Nothing. I gave you 10 things that this president has done. I'm sure you have some more. I'd like to hear what they are. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. I can tell you this. He absolutely did not say that he's Jesus, but Farrakhan did, and that's okay. This has to stop, and don't ever forget for a moment that the founders of the KKK and racism are the Democratic Party. Don't let them tell you different. They're the same people with the same thinking. Sadly, it's obvious. People with common sense get it, see it, know it, or doing something about it. And the others are just sheep to slaughter. Are you sheep to slaughter? I know I'm not. Are you? 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396. We'll be right back.
own a timeshare, well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and being that we're in the golden era of entrepreneurship and most people are growing frustrated with their 9-to-5 jobs, many are turning to entrepreneurship as their way out. There's never been a better time to launch a new business or grow your existing business, but in a world full of hype and self-appointed worldly gurus, where can you get Christ-centered, best-in-class training? Well, after years of searching, I discovered Pedro Odeo and the 100X Academy, which has quickly become the number one community and training program for on-fire, Christ-centered entrepreneurs. Global leaders like Lance Wellnow of the Seven Mountain Strategy and Chris Valiton from Bethel Church are saying they've never seen anything like 100X. For a limited time, Pedro will reveal some of the strategies that helped him achieve seven-figure success. Visit 100xradio.com right now to get free access to the training Kingdom Keys for Seven-Figure Success. This is a $297 value for free for the Steve Sanchez audience. That's 100xradio.com. Get your biblical success secrets now. That's 100xradio.com. I don't take advice from fools. I know you don't either. But I'll tell you, that Louis Farrakhan, Chewy Louis Farrakhan, he's the biggest fool of all, saying that he's Jesus, he's the Messiah. Why am I even bringing this up? Because Trump's the chosen one. Everybody's flipping out on that. It must be a slow news day. Trump's the chosen one. He looked up to the sky as he engaged with reporters talking about China and said, I'm the chosen one. All tongue in cheek because of Wayne Allyn Root making a comment, which I would have done a little differently, but it was all tongue in cheek as well. But yet the Young Turks are flipping out, but they don't flip out on their liberal commentators saying America deserved 9/11. They're flipping out because they're saying, well, Wayne Root and Trump and all of them are antichrists. But yet Louis Farrakhan, who identifies as a Democrat, basically said Obama was the Messiah, called him the Messiah. Obama never said anything. Obama never disavowed it. In fact, he met with him many times. And he called himself Jesus and the Messiah just a few months ago. But what do you hear from the left? Crickets. 702-257-5396. What's your opinion on this, friends? I'm sure you've heard the story. You heard me talk about Trump hasn't done anything for America. Are you kidding me? Trump hasn't done anything for America? Have you been watching? Have you heard lately? You can hate the guy all you want, but you cannot deny the successes. All right, let's go back to our calls. Dan, you're up next with Steve Sanchez.
Hey, Steve. First of all, Trump is the chosen one. We chose him over Hillary. We chose him over Dennis Kucinich or Kasich or whatever his name is. We chose him over everybody else. So he is the chosen one, whether or not they're going to use it in a different context or not. I find it interesting that the Young Turks are going to bring out the Jesus card. That's probably the one and only time that the Democrats or the liberals want to actually use Jesus in any sentences if it's going to benefit them in one way or another. Because yeah, they sure as heck don't do it in anything else within their policy.
No, you're very true. Yeah, very true.
What I really want to say is more than anything is anybody, and Larry was on the call and said something about the people need to open their eyes, or they keep supporting the Democratic Party and so on and so forth. It's the old Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? They've been promising health care reform. Going back to 87, people were talking about in the Democratic Party about single-payer health care. They've never done anything about it, yet they've had the opportunity for all this time. They've never done anything, which is good, but they've never done it. They've been talking about gun control for how long? They've never done anything about it. What I would like to see the Republicans do is to basically say, well, you want us to do something about gun control? You want us to register? You want us to do more paperwork and so on and so forth? Well, then give us voter ID cards. Give us something in return. You want us to do something on this? Give us something in return. That will show their hands. You want immigration reform? Sure, we'll bring them in. But these people can't vote for the first 15 years of their existence in this country. And let's see if they really, truly want the immigrants in this country after all. People need to start calling them out for it. They're just using sound bites, and they're getting people's attention. They really need to call them out and tell them how it really is.
Oh, I agree. Great call. Great call, Dan. Great comments. I agree with you. And, you know, it's funny, too, because, like I said, when I started the show, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on record saying that the Electoral College is a scam. This is a woman that thought she was getting inaugurated. This is a woman that thought she got to personally sign bills into law. This is a woman that didn't even know the branches of government. This is a woman that a year ago made me a dry martini with three olives. This is the woman that now all of a sudden understands policy and understands the complex nature of the Electoral College, and she's saying it's just a big scam. No, the scam is you were elected. The scam is we have more and more nincompoops that took one semester of political science and all of a sudden think, well, they understand policy. And Dan is absolutely correct. They've been talking about this stuff for 30, 40 years. But now they're being forced to actually do something about it because 65 million people couldn't be wrong. They're the ones that elected. So, yeah, Dan, I agree. Trump is the chosen one. 65 million people chose him to be the number 45 president of the United States and will probably be at least 80 million that will choose him in his reelection bid. Some people are angry. Some people, especially the evangelical right, and I'm a Christian, and I'm an independent, but you know, some of the spiritual ninnies out there, some of the religious ninnies out there are basically saying, I knew it. Trump is basically the Antichrist. He said he's the chosen one, and he's not disavowing the King of Israel and all. And you just really don't pay attention. You really just don't read for yourself. Even Snopes said it's inaccurate. People have to take the time to go look for themselves. My good friend Pedro Deo is going to be a guest tomorrow on my show. This guy is incredible when it comes to entrepreneurship. And you know, I'm an entrepreneur. And friends, believe it or not, and I think you know this now, we are absolutely in the golden age of entrepreneurship. People are tired of 9 to 5. They are turning to entrepreneurship as their way out, and I don't blame them. So right now is the best time, in my opinion, to launch a business or even grow an existing one. But here's the deal. Who do you trust? Do you trust these self-appointed worldly gurus? Or do you want to find what we believe is kingdom, best-in-class training, Christ-centered training? Well, Pedro Deo founded something called the 100X Academy. It is the leading community online. In fact, it's number one. Their training is incredible. Global leaders like Lance Wellnow of the Seven Mountain Strategy and yours truly are giving thumbs up to 100X. Now, for a limited time, Pedro is going to reveal some of the strategies that actually helped him achieve seven-figure success. There are biblical success secrets. You just need to know what they are. Deuteronomy 18 talks about it. So right now there's an 8-day, $18 challenge. It's pretty simple. Go to 100xradio.com. That's 100xradio.com and take the 8-day, $18 challenge. I swear, friends, it will change your life. It'll help you get out of the rut, get vision, and give you techniques and strategies biblically to build wealth. Trust me, and I know you do. Here's the great news. If over those 8-day period, You didn't learn anything. The $18 is refunded. How can you lose? You can't. 100xradio.com. 100xradio.com. Go there now. Check it out. 8 days, $18 challenge. You spend more on lunch. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself to create wealth for your family. There's a legacy in all this. I believe that strongly, and that's why you, well, trust what I say, because it's the truth with a capital T. 100xradio.com, the sponsors of this segment. Top of the hour news is next. And friends, you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Don't go away.